golf, and you're going to like it.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network, live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Frisco?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf. From the PGA and LPGA to the WNCA and LIV.
We're waiting.
And now,
Your Honor,
let's tee off with two pros and a hack. PGA professionals John Rager and Bill Buttner, and your host, Mike Rickard, along with the entertainment squad, a colorful cast of characters.
You want to make $14 the hard way?
Now, everyone back up. Here's Mike Rickard.
Welcome to hour number two on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the tee, Florida, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, our 19th hole clubhouse studios, brought to you by Ice Pick Vodka, Shipyard Brewing, and of course, Sea Dogs, where they're serving breakfast daily. And I was supposed to meet our good friend Barry Smith there today and had a little personal matter to take care of. And so I'll be there tomorrow. And before you head north, I'm taking you to breakfast.
I'm all in. Count me in.
You name the day, brother. You'll be there.
You got it.
And then, of course, here at Ferg's, we've got brought to you by our good friends at Michelob Ultra. We've got two golf simulators upstairs, and we've had three leagues this year. They've been a success, but we're going to either go co-ed or we're going to get the ladies involved in 2024 in the summer and the fall. A couple of notes of business down here at Ferg's on Saturday night. It's a Kenny Chesney tribute band. Of course, Kenny Chesney rocked the world over at Raymond James last Saturday night with the Zac Brown Band. And I've seen Pirate Flag down at Sandy Novation, Sunset Beach. Great band. And they'll be here on Saturday. And, of course, they've got an opener. They'll be here from 5 until 10 o'clock. It'll be a great evening. Anticipating about 2,000 strong down here at Ferg, so it'll be crazy. And then we're not going to have 2,000 strong, but we're going to have a full field. And that is on the 23rd. We will have the Sea Dogs Brewery golf tournament. And, of course, it's promoting the 50 Lakes, and it's at Seminole Lakes. And John Rager is the tournament director of that. And, John, do a little plug for we're less than a month away. And, of course, our good friends at Golf Carts LLC, Job on the Cart LLC, they'll have a cart on each one of the par threes as well.
Well, absolutely. This is a charity called 50 Legs. It buys prosthetic devices for kids that can't afford them. You know, so it's something for young amputees. It's a life-changing charity and what they do. So all the proceeds go to that, and it's supported by the title sponsor, which is Sea Dogs Brewing Company over there. And, you know, Bill, you definitely got to go get some breakfast there. I recommend, though, Bill, make it a late breakfast. Make it about a brunch or something, you know. Push your breakfast time to about 11 because you're at a brewery, for God's sakes. And you got to make sure that if you order a plate of eggs or something like that, you have to have some of that Shipyard brew that they have on tap. But with that, this tournament's Thursday, May 23rd. It's at Seminole Lake Country Club. And you'll tee off in the morning, and then after you will go to Sea Dogs, and you'll go downstairs. And for our listeners out there who haven't been to Sea Dogs, downstairs is just a big party environment down there. And that's where the tournament after party is going to be, and they're going to feed you, and they're going to serve you some beverages. Plus, on the Tee Florida Golf, we'll be down there doing our live broadcast that evening, right after the tournament's over, and the after party will be probably winding down at that time, but we'll be there to have some fun on the radio with it. So, to enter this tournament, what you want to do is you can actually go to Sea Dogs, go there, ask for Charlie Breakiron, and sign up for a team. But they're getting pretty close to being sold out, so... You want to hurry, bring a check, they'll take a credit card, buy a team. If you go to onthetfloridagolf.com, you'll see the entry form for the 50 Lakes Golf Tournament. So we have a nice website there, and we try to promote all the local tournaments that are going on in the Tampa Bay area, some of the national ones. You'll see the Florida Sports Hall of Fame tournament coming up. You'll see the Sea Dogs tournament come up and the NFL Alumni tournament come up. You'll see that on onthetfloridagolf.com, and it'll send you to a place that you can sign up and support those organizations.
And, of course, our own John Rager will be the tournament director for that trifecta. And let's talk a little bit about John Rager's first time I took him to breakfast there, Bill Buttner. Check this one out. Remember when we had the nice Jimmy Buffett event back in the back here. We had a tribute. We were on the pirate ship. We had a party back there, and then we stayed here until about 10 o'clock at night. I don't know where John went. I thought he went down here to the Crystal Bay where he put him up. But he meets me there, and he orders an adult beverage and the Hangover Burger.
The Hangover
Burger? Yeah, absolutely.
Hangover Burger. That's what he had, the Hangover Burger.
So what do we have for breakfast the
morning
after?
I don't know
after?
What the hell was in the Hangover Burger, but John couldn't wait to get that enormous burger on the plate in front of him, and it was the Hangover Burger. So I started wondering about him then, but, yeah, great place for breakfast.
Well, you know, Bill, the Hangover Burger is just a basic bacon cheeseburger with an egg on it, but very good, very good. So, yeah, you don't have to be hungover to enjoy that kind of burger either, but I highly recommend it, especially if you're going to have a ice-cold craft IPA beer from Sea Dogs there. They have like 8 or 10 different types of IPA draft beers online. So obviously we appreciate their sponsorship, and they're such a great place and great people, but I do highly recommend the Hangover Burger.
Well,
when you go to breakfast with Mike.
I'll look forward to the morning after eggs. Breakfast, whatever that entails. So
there's a cornucopia of options. All right, as we look at the world of golf, and we didn't get into it in the first hour because we had two superb guests. Let's dive into our Ferg's 19th hole clubhouse studio leaderboards, and we've got a little PGA action going on there. And he, of course, is a champ sharp, and he's our handicapper. And I'm going to throw that to him as far as the LPGA this week. And you got the champions tomorrow at the Mitsubishi. And then, of course, we're talking about this Zurich Classic as we open the show.
Yeah, so leading off the ladies' event, we got, to be honest, I mean, if their website was a little better with stats, I would throw out a model there too, Mike. But PGA is always going to be the GOAT as far as stats go. Maybe app-wise, we'll talk about that in a little bit. But as far as ladies go, 7-under up top. Have to scroll down a little bit as Bill Butner says that he thinks Nelly Korda is going for number 6 in a row this week.
No, Nelly Korda took the week off.
Week off there, Bill.
Okay, thank you, thank you. I know they talked on Sunday.
You don't even pay attention to Brayton's own?
On Sunday, they talked about her playing next week. Continue on there, champ.
The 6-under sets the lead. You got two other ladies, Stark and Wanderson, -6, one stroke back in the ladies' event there. When we're talking about Korn Ferry, if you haven't heard already, off the first hour there, a 58 was shot earlier today. He ended up, I was looking at a shot tracker. KFT, Korn Ferry Tour, actually has shot tracker out at that event and not the PGA Tour. Come on, guys. Let's get it together. We can get the guys $300 million, but we can't get shot tracker on PGA. What are we doing? As far as the 58, his longest putt on the day, 10 feet, 10 inches, ball striking galore, home course galore, as one of my buddies slid me a text before, 750-1 if he can come at home. Right now he's up by 3, shot a nice 13 under there, 58, breaking Scottie Scheffler's course record there over there on Korn Ferry. Now we're talking about the PGA Tour event this week, what I call the hangover of all hangover events, the only team event on the schedule, team event we think Ryder Cup, two styles, Thursday, Saturday, going to play a little four-ball action. Both teams, both players tee off, play it from there, finish the hole there. And then on Friday, Sunday, play a little alternate shot event. Always fun with your buddies playing at the course. You hit a shot, your buddy goes, finds it in the woods, hits it out. You hit it back in the woods, your buddy goes, finds it again. So shorting out there at TPC.
Your buddy goes, finds it in the woods.
You find it.
That's
Mike.
If you're playing with me.
That's all right, Mike. I got your back.
I always have a spare ball in my pocket just in case.
So it's always. So the big thing there is always going to play with your buddy. As John told us in hour number one, we got some interesting matchups. He mentioned Eric Cole and Russ Cochran. Russ Cochran hasn't played in old man's time there, but his son is actually caddying for Eric Cole. Thank you for that tidbit, John. We also got Sugar Shane Lowry teaming up with Rory McIlroy, who's fresh off his $50 million from the PGA. Only Tiger Woods topping that $100 million there. They're up there. They're firing the back nine right now. Rory just had a par on 10, -10 through 15. Leaders right now, Aaron Rye and David Lipsky still on the course playing 18, which we know is a birdie bowl par 5 there. Up top is Ryan Brim and Homeless Hubs. Go check out the Twitter feed if you don't know Homeless Hubs. Mark Hubbard We got Ben Cole straight off of Corn Ferry, rookie, playing with Patton Gazire, also leading at minus 11. And as far as the Champs Fairway fortune there, two guys that I had picked already. One is Thomas Dietrich and Robbie McIntyre, one shot off the lead, along with Andrew Novak and Davis Thompson, who I touted out last week. One shot off the lead, Mike, going at your leaderboard right there.
And then, of course, the Mitsubishi tees off tomorrow, and that's the guys in our demographic there, Bill Buttner.
Our demographics?
We're in the 60s.
Thank
I'm not going to say how old you are.
You're talking about the scores or age?
Well, you might be in the 60s scores. I'd be in the 60s on the front nine.
Oh, as well as age.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Okay.
But again, I love the Champions Tour. It was, and I kept looking for John Daly, and as Michael Furr said, you know, he was following him, and he just has, I don't know if he's re-injured again or he's lost his focus. I thought that he was putting some effort and energy into actually working out this year, and I think we talked about that. But he's placed dead last in three tournaments this year.
Well, he had a lot of fun up at Augusta, I can tell you that.
Well, hey, you know what? I got a tidbit from a guy that was here for the Tigers game on Monday night, and he saw my Masters hat, and he asked me if I'd gone, and I told him a story about my great buddy here and bringing me, and he said, well, my dad and I lived there. And you know where the Hooters is at?
Do I ever?
I'm sure you do. They're taking that, and John, I know you do. Well, all three of you do. They're taking out that entire area. They're going to level it this year. For a development that will have a parking garage and some other things. But that's going to be, I mean, no, there's going to be some tears shed when that Hooters gets burned down, or however they're going to, they got to have a going away party for the old gal.
And I'm assuming some guys in the green jackets are going to have a lot of smiles too.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. But Hooters going away, that's not cool. He said they're going to move it as close as they can within the neighborhood, but you know, that's a go-to, isn't it? When you're walking into the Masters, is a go-to to go to Hooters?
Well, yeah, it's right on the way. It's right next to the parking lot. It's the busy street right there. You can't help but
that's going to cost John Daly about $500,000 a year in swag sales.
That's true too, and autographs and all that other stuff.
And then more on my demographic there, Mike. We got the Live. They're playing out in Australia. And here's a picture.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I forgot. I don't have a problem forgetting about Liv.
No worries.
But we need to give it some
love.
But
the thing with Liv is that even on that, we're posting odds these days, Mike. So only for my listeners, I didn't put this out on social media. I'm playing Patrick Reed, 28-1. Finished third year last year.
I can't stand him.
Hey, as long as he's cashing our checks, Mike, he's the nicest guy in the world. And you want a character, you watch Patrick Reed on a Sunday. And then he'll bring golf back.
Jackass.
You have never complained about somebody signing your check, have you?
I signed my own check.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, and I have plenty of complaints about me. Trust me. You got a couple hours?
There you go.
You guys have witnessed most of them. Poor John Rager has to put up with them when we're trying to get something accomplished.
Hey, you know, speaking of that, let me jump in here on a couple things here for Christian. First of all, for our listeners out there, if you do add on the T Florida Golf out there, you just put it in your browser, it'll take you to our Facebook, our LinkedIn, our X and our Instagram accounts. So yesterday, since this was Christian's, not debut on the show, but debut officially in an organized way, as we call it, Fairways Fortunes Golf Picks of the Week, we're going to keep Christian honest, because what happens is he sends me a text, and we went ahead and we put his picks of the week up there, and you can see how he does. And, and again, total disclaimer, these are not stone cold hard locks. Okay, these are just picks from a person who's got the ear of the rail and a great track record on trying to figure out, especially the world of golf. It's harder than horses. It's harder than the puppies. It's harder than anything trying to figure out the odds. So I've got two questions here for Christian, okay? And I'll give you both questions. You can answer them. The first question is, how in the world did you get this nickname champ? And secondly, you know, when I look down and I see the odds, and I think this is more of an educational thing for our listeners out there, when I see Morikawa and Kitayama plus 1,100, and then I see the Yim Chan Kim at plus 4,000. What does that mean, plus 1,100, plus 4,000? And again, why did we call you champ?
I was too embarrassed to ask those questions, so I'm glad that you did, John. I had to act like I knew. I've been doing that. I swear to God, I'm coming public. I've been doing that on the Big Monday show with the youngsters, and I've been going, yeah, yep, I'm with you. Didn't have a freaking clue, so clarify for my old dumbass, would you?
Mike, which one you want me to go first for?
Whatever John's...
Well, yes, too. I was listening to John Foley there. John, I'll start with the odds. If you want to stick around for the odds to see if I'm knowledgeable to figure out my name, stick around. So 1,100, basically you're looking at 11-1. If you put down a $100 bet, that's the amount of money you're going to bring back for that 1,100. So
So champ, here's a question for you. Why don't they just do 11-1 versus 1,100-1? Why is that?
You'd have to bring out some guys out in a little bit west coast of Texas. I know we brought on some Texas guys. We're going to have to go further west and go maybe Atlantic City or hit up the Vegas guys. But it's just easy math. Usually when you go up to the cash, you're going to put down a $100 bill, and people want to know what's coming back. And over here, Mike's saying, if you're putting down 1,100, 1,100 are the odds, Mike, are the odds. So if I put down a dollar, I'm going to win back $11. I'm not. So 11-1, so that's easy to see. 11-1, what's that mean? 20-1. So when you're talking 50
okay, so
to
the one, so champ, the first two numbers are the important numbers then on the odds. The last two are just basically because people bet 100. You got to realize that Bill and Mike and I, we grew up in the days of high lie and dog racing and stuff like that. So we were just we wouldn't put down 100 at a time. We'd put down like a dollar at a time.
Oh yeah,
we Chula.
Yeah, a hell of a lot of highlight up in Iowa, pal. Yeah, you bet. We had some epic battles, highlight battles in Iowa.
And John, the only thing worse than somebody crushing a bet that didn't win on a golfer in a 140 field is somebody shaming you for your bet size. Only thing that we should be shaming here is not getting action in on. And if you don't have action, then your opinion of my bad Colin Morikawa and Kurt Kitayama pick today, that's almost, you're going to have to scroll down to the bottom of that app. That, for people that don't have action, I don't want to hear it. You want to see it?
That was your pick today?
I had three picks. We're strong here. I mean, the tied line pick is 11-1, as John mentioned there. And my goal is, and as Bill came in, why didn't we bet Cantlay and Xander, right? Two California boys, grew up pretty much playing the same kind of course. They just came off Masters, best friends. Everybody knows them on the media. I'm not paying 4-1 there, Bill. I'm not paying 5-1 for a hit and giggle that are coming down off of a signature event. And now we're talking about the only thing worth. Rory's over there counting how many Benjamins he just got from Jay Monahan. He could care less. Now, granted, he's got Shane Lowry on the bag, who's actually got a professional caddy that Rory needs to finally man up and get away from. But what we're talking about odds here, I like Colin Morikawa. The good thing about a team event is anybody that's ever played a scramble, come on down to that tournament that's going to be down here, and you'll enjoy this as well, is that you want the team that can't putt. You're going to get two looks at it. You're going to get a chance to make birdies on Thursday and Saturday. Friday and Sunday, that's where the sweat is. So when we talk about my second pick, as I mentioned in the first hour as well, Mr. Douglas Gim, Mr. Texas all alum, it's a teammate with Scottie Scheffler, hits the ball great off the tee. His approach numbers are there. Can he putt? No. That's why I picked this event, to try to help the putt. Who's he team with? He's teamed with Jackie Chan Kim. Chan Kim. We got a lot of Kims. We got a Michael Kim. We got a S.H. Kim. We got plenty of Kims. So I call him Jackie Chan Kim. Another guy who was right up there last week at Puerto Rico. He finished top five at Puerto Rico. Was right there. Didn't go over the hump. Still, the irons are warm. Off the tee game is warm. He's right there. They put up a nice, I think, right around a 7-under, 8-under round. My goal for the day was 9-under. 9-under is decent. 10-plus is going to be good. Who hit that 10-plus number? That would be my last headline pick. Plus 5-0-0-0. That's 3-0. So 50-1 is only one shot back right now. That's going to be Mr. Thomas Detry from the European Tour. Also, Robbie McIntyre. What we're thinking about with Robbie Mack, you can think back to the Irish Open last year when Rory McIlroy killed our hearts, hitting that solid 2-iron right through the wind and stiffed it there. And what are we talking about with Thomas Detry? A known player on the weekdays. I call him the office boy. He gets it done on your weekdays, your Thursday and your Friday, but he goes home on the weekends and kind of fades back. Give me a tournament where we saw first-time winner Billy Horschel hit here and a number of other off-the-cusp winners. Give me a team event, and I'm looking for those guys to maybe help me to the window on Sunday.
So, champ, I got a question for you on the betting then. So, you know, obviously that, so you went ahead and listed your picks with us on Wednesday. you know, for to win. How many different ways can you bet on things as far as the PGA Tour? Do you only bet the win? Is there a win play show, or is there a different daily contest? How do you figure that out?
No. Yeah, I mean, at Seminole Hard Rock Bet, where I bet, obviously there's multiple books out there. Shop for the best number. Mine is at Seminole Hard Rock. But you can bet the winner. Obviously, as we all know, there's only one winner each week. Very slim odds. Think of it like a roulette board, trying to cover the board there. You can also bet top 5, top 10, top 20. Another popular method that I like is matchup bets. Can Mike beat Bill in an 18-hole match? Set a line. Let's go. Obviously, we know Bill's not going to be give even money on that. He's going to be a heavily favored on that number. And that's how we kind of balance the handicap there. If you're playing against your buddy and he's a 1 handicap and you're a 10, you're going to have to give some strokes. And that's what the odds do to kind of make it an even match there. You can also bet.
Okay, so there is an option to bet on a variety of stuff. I know that one of my favorite movies is National Lampoon Family Vacation, when they stopped in Vegas on the way to Wally World and they were in the casino and Chevy Chase was playing rock, paper, scissors at one of the casinos out there. So you're telling me that golf has got a lot of different ways that you can actually bet stuff in golf, so you don't have to, like, before the tournament starts, you can actually, while the tournament's on, you can bet daily.
Yeah, I mean, they have live odds there as well. You can bet, like I bet Max Homa, round 4 at Augusta. So if you want to wait for champ, see if that fortune is a little foggy or if it's in line this week based on how many blue paws we have down at Sea Dogs or how many blue big waves I have here at Ferg's, for sure. You want to get on Saturday or Sunday, or your best odds are going to be early in the week because everybody's guessing, just like guessing, hoping, throwing money at the wall, see what hits. But stay with champ, and I got numbers to back up why I'm picking these guys.
Hey, let's go back to this Bill Buttner, Mike Rickard challenge. Now,
challenge?
Hey, I've
challenge?
You just listen for a second, pal.
Right.
Just listen for a second.
All right.
I've already got a strategy in my mind here. Now, is it illegal? Should I bring out Patty the Cart Girl?
Ooh. Unfair.
The goat that just walked by, the young lady and Tom Brady. Just,
unfair.
Yeah. I got a handful of them. And then I've got Ice Pick Vodka.
Not fair at all.
Ice Pick Vodka out there. And I'm pouring Champa Bays down his throat, and he doesn't finish. Do I win?
As long as they start the tournament, money is money there. And you're going to have plenty of players, so as long as you hit that first ball off the first tee, money is live, Mike.
Given John Rager being there to officiate that process.
Well, you know, it's really interesting to see what the odds would be on this, because with all that distraction for Bill, I still think he could finish because, you know, he's a veteran. He knows how to handle all the different distractions that come his way.
I'll make sure it is such adverse conditions.
And so I'm looking at this. This is a terrible bet. This might be like, you know, 1-1 to 4 or something. This might be like, you know, worse than the Kentucky Derby when they have somebody as a favorite. However, you know, Mike can't hit his rear end with both hands on the golf course. And I know how the power of Ice Pick Vodka and some of the other distractions that could be on out there. So I'm going to give it about, I'm going to give it 1,100 to, like, plus 1,100. How's that sound?
Wow, that's insulting to me, but that's all right.
I was going to say, Bill's looking at that, shaking his head. Yeah. I'd have to find a lot of beauties, and I'd have to find a lot more Ice Pick Vodka than we've got here at Ferg's. So let's go back to this prognostication process that's taken the world. But, you know, did you ever, when you got, you know, when you got an interest in gambling back in your family's history, and you're not Catholic, that blew me away. Did you ever think ever that it would be as legalized as it is now, have such an impact in the world of sports? I know us 60-some-year-olds, we certainly didn't, because it was such taboo. Did you ever see it come in this direction?
My mom was listening last show, Mike. You'd be happy to know that I went to a Lutheran preschool there. I went to a Lutheran preschool, so there was some Catholic in there that drove that. I mean, growing up, I always liked box scores, as I see this newspaper sitting in front of Mike right now. I loved doing that, checking the stores, checking the stats. I always want to be the guy behind the bench running the numbers, doing that. And, I mean, you had the Rays right in our backyard right here leading that charge, paying less. You had the Moneyball movie. You had the MLB was doing it, and then you had guys like Mark Brody, who wrote the Strokes Gained book to help us understand not every shot and where that is and do that. do I think that now seeing like people like Victor Hovland and all these other people bring a stats guy on board to see where we're hitting most of our approach shots, where we're seeing a track man on the range and that sort of thing. Numbers, there's always been numbers. Now we're getting a little bit more into it. Numbers are a little bit more, not as taboo, not as nerdy as one might say. I like to say it as the numbers are the numbers, but I mean, numbers are getting cool. It's always, chicks always dig the long ball. It's always been about the numbers. It's just been a little bit, I got to learn math.
Dig the geeks now because they're making so much money. The geeks rule the world.
I mean, that's it. I mean, look at Bitcoin. Look at all this. I mean, the number ones that are flacking around Bill here. I mean, it's not because of his golf game. It's because of the numbers he can spit out to these ones. Right?
Thank you. I'm glad you noticed a little something there.
But I think, I mean, the big thing about also these numbers is they're becoming readily available. Yes, you can pay plenty of sites out there that'll do it for you and that sort of thing. And also the numbers on the website. But what are you going to do with those numbers, Mike? That's also a big thing. Anybody can pick a number out of a hat or pick a name. But the thing that we're doing and that I like that I can do there is not only put the numbers to it, but as Bill came up, why didn't you pick Cantlay? Well, there's a rhyme and a reason to where you're going to spend your money and to be able to level it out because you're not going to be able to bet 10 guys. That's the worst strategy that you'll see out there. Let's bet the first 10 guys on the board. You're not going to make any money. You're not going to win all the time, and you're going to go out broke. At least spread it around. Put a little fate out there. Let's bet, as my grandfather used to say, we're not going to bet on the replay. So what we're going to do is we're going to bet live. We're going to hope and also get a little bias out. People are biased. They're probably going to want to bet the raise every single time. If the numbers are not backing the raise because they've been on the road for such a length,
So Bill, I got a question for you then. So as a former player, obviously as a player, you block all this stuff out. You know, you don't want to know what odds are and this because all you want to, you know, as a player, I know you're focusing on what you do. One shot at a time, be in the zone. You know, you got to take care of yourself. You can't really, even like Scottie Scheffler doesn't even know social media, okay? He's out there. However, Bill, what I've seen is I've seen some former players, like in different sports, like the NFL, now they're endorsing, you know, the different type of, you know, MGM and some others. And, you know, so now they're endorsing, you know, betting in their sport. You know, they're no longer active, and obviously something like that. But I haven't seen any PGA Tour players out there yet, you know, endorsing something like that. What do you think? Is it just because it's a, you know, kind of a bad vibe, or is it just because maybe that opportunity hasn't come about?
I just think that as an individual sport, you're going to be having to watch out yourself. But I think you're going to have sponsorships down the road of different players using the different gambling sites. The TV shows are out there, the sponsorships are out there, so it shouldn't be long before you find somebody, whether it be from Vegas or from, you know, Jersey or somewhere that comes out with a sponsorship on their bag.
Well, and golf.
Hey, well, you know, now I'm talking. Here's what I'm talking about, Bill. I'm talking about after it's over, because you know what? Obviously, as a player, you can't be involved with that. Obviously, it's just because of the gambling thing, a degree of separation. But we need to maybe do a little campaign for you to be maybe the first ex-PGA Tour player to go out there and you know, endorse one of these betting apps out there. I mean, you know, come on.
We're going to put that together.
I like that. We talked about this before. We talked about Mo Norman and all of his betting that he did up there and securing merchandise for their certain payments. So Mo started it upright. He knew what he was doing. But other golfers shun away from it.
Bill,
before you go on that, let's talk about that a little bit. Tell us about that, because that's something I didn't realize about Mo Norman.
Oh, Mo was notorious for it. He would sell a tournament prize. So if you wanted the second prize or the third prize, the first prize, whatever prize you wanted, he would figure out how to finish there. And the stories go that he was, you know, trying to finish second, and he had like a four-shot lead going to the last hole. So he putted it from the green into the bunker, out onto the green, back into the bunker, putted out, and he finally made the second place. And he won that trophy for that certain person. Obviously, all that cash went into his trunk, and that's what he traveled on. So that's how he survived playing golf.
And he was autistic, wasn't he?
Yeah, basically, yes. I mean, he had some kind of some kind of something going on with him.
Tourette's or autism or something along those lines. Hey, John Rager, we got to take a hard break. We'll come back. We'll do the John Rager report. And then the four of us will wind down the show with a look back at the last week in golf and talk a little with Nelly Korda and the Scotty Scheffler. We'll be back on the Tee Florida, live from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill, our 19th hole clubhouse studios, brought to you by Sea Dogs Brewery, of course, down on Treasure Island on Blind Pass Road. We'll be back.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th hole studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Calling all gamers, we know you like going to the parks. We know you love roller coasters. We also know that you're a gamer and gamers need to game. At Orlando Esports, we got you, fam. Because OrlandoEsports.gg just opened a state-of-the-art facility on International Drive. We've got hundreds of games installed and ready to play. Hey, you can even log into your own gaming accounts if you want. We got hourly passes, daily passes. Heck, we even got weekly passes. So come on down to 6464 International Drive to Orlando Esports. It's time to get your game on.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. What a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season. The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront. Ice pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th hole studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to Champa Bay Sports Connection, production of On the Tee Florida, brought to you by our good friends, of course, at On the Job Carts LLC. Looking for a golf cart, these guys have got to figure it out. You don't break the bank. They don't have brick and mortar. You just go to their Facebook, and of course that's On the Job Golf Carts LLC. And tell Tim when he call him, and you reach out to him. Mention On the Tee Florida. Mention the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. You'll get 10% off your purchase. That's 10% off. And I was looking at what they've got available this week. They've got some for $3,000, $7,000, $6,000, and. You know, unlike the Rolls Royces out there and the Bentleys that are, you know, 60 and 70 grand, and that's an average in some places down in Naples, some of these golf carts. So these are the guys to go to. They'll be at the Sea Dogs Invitational, whatever we're calling it, Invitational Championship, our inaugural, and they'll have a cart on each one of the par threes. So I'm looking forward to that as well. And of course, Sea Dogs Brewery, Ice Pick Vodka, and Shipyard Beer, proud sponsors of ours, along with Michelob Ultra. And now let's have the John Rager report. A story that unfortunately has overshadowed the Nelly Korda week of success and Scotty Scheffler's and the PGA. And I think that's one of the reasons why there aren't a lot of eyeballs, as there has been in the past, watching the game, because everybody's just so sick and tired of the greed and the conversations about money, money, money.
Well, I'm going to do the report, and then we're going to have a little interactive discussion about some very important topics. So I'm glad that Bill Butner's here to be able to talk to it, because being a former PGA Tour player, you have a little bit of insight, even though that Bill probably wishes he was born a lot later in life to take advantage of some of this cash out there. But, hey, anyway, so the John Rager Golf Report is on the Tee Florida. Not only will you find a weekly report about golf travel and lifestyle, you can now listen to archives on RadioSt.Pete.com and FloridaSportsStreams.com. Follow the John Rager Report on social media on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X, plus Threads. Visit JohnRagerGolf.com and on the TeeFloridaGolf.com for the latest news and updates from the world of golf. So, you know, since we have Adam Woodard on our show so often, I went ahead and went to Golf Week USA today, and I pulled up Adam Woodard's story about this, the PGA Tour $3 billion investment from the Strategic Sports Group. And I believe it was yesterday was released a somewhat framework of what this was going to be about. I'm going to give our listeners a quick rundown here, but I'm also going to throw some things in here that weren't in this report. So it looks like $930 million of the $3 billion is going to be distributed in what they call equity. And, you know, equity is kind of a weird term because we're talking not cash, we're talking about equity in PGA Tour Enterprises, which is the new commercial entity for the PGA Tour, which the PGA Tour has always operated as a 501c6, and it's been a nonprofit, so it's a nonprofit. They don't pay the taxes. So this is a for-profit. So I'm trying to figure out what the business is going to be down the road. But Group 1 consists of $750 million in aggregate equity will be granted to 36 players based on career performance, last five-year performance, and player impact program results. So if you want to think about that, think about Tiger Woods. Okay, yeah, he's going to get like 13% of this pool. Group 2 consists of $75 million in aggregate equity will be granted to 64 players based on their last three-year performance. Well, looks like Scotty Scheffler's in that group. And then, but, you know, think about this. Wait a second. You know, Scotty Scheffler is just, he's elevating the PGA Tour right now with what he's doing lately, but he's in that group. Group 3 consists of $30 million in aggregate equity will be granted to 57 players who've earned certain fully exempt PGA Tour status. So these are like your journeymen. They're out there. And then Group 4 consists of $75 million in aggregate equity will be granted to 36 players who are instrumental in building the modern PGA Tour. Well, the modern PGA Tour isn't as old as you think. You know, you're talking about Jim Furyk, BJ Singh, and those kind of players. But Arnold Palmer is not eligible, his estate, because you have to be living, so Jack Nicklaus is. So one of the interesting things about this is, like, people are like, well, equity, they think that's going to be cash money. Okay, well, it's not cash money because you have to wait 8 years. It's 4 years. The first 4 years, you get 50% of your vested. So you're vested in 4 years. Well, it doesn't mean you can cash out. So that means you have to pay taxes on that. Okay, so it's great that you're going to get, like, for example, it's been reported that Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas will get $30 million overall in vested equity. But in 4 years right now, the tax man is going to be running that term for $15 million in capital gains, but they haven't realized those capital gains yet. And then in 6 years, you get another 25%. Then 8 years, you are totally vested. There's a lot of questions out there on how you cash your ticket, how you exit. Do you cash that out? But what will that business be like? Is it a guarantee that PGA Tour Enterprises will generate that kind of commercial cash and for these people that after 8 long years they're vested, then they have to pay capital gains on each event?
That's a good question. I mean, I don't know where the retired players are, the Nicklauses, the Gary Cokes, you know, the Jim Furyks that aren't really moving the needle at all these days. I don't know where they stand or how they make that judgment there.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Bill. So let's say, and I know that you were very close to being vested the player pension plan, but you didn't make enough cuts. And so when you start looking at it, you start looking at the vesting. What, you know, let's say you were a player that
John?
Just recently, you're about the same age as Gary Koch and all that, and all of a sudden, here's 4 years, you're going to get a bill from the IRS.
You're fading in and out,
$1 million into the program.
I think he's using his earphones.
Ah, that's what he is. That modern guy, I mean. What happened to old school radio?
I mean, if I was trying to get a gist of that, I think he's trying to say for those guys that are back in the back end of this, not seeing any money, and they help build this as well, how does it feel in a earlier time. Now that you're seeing all these young guys with a little less doing so in that mindset, how do you now feel with these guys getting all this money and then the back end guys not seeing any money?
And we had the same conversation with the NFL, MLB, all of these organizations. John's father, I'm sure he'll join us in a minute, John's father helped found the players union in the NFL back in the day. But you started looking at, you know, the climate that golf's in. This is new ground for him. So you've got a lot of interesting questions for the people that put their time in and basically laid the path for these youngsters.
And is it PG?
So question for you. Can you hear me now? Is this sound check? Can you guys hear what I'm saying?
Yeah. So go ahead, Bill.
Well, no, good. So Bill, the question I had for you was that, so let's say you were, fast forward a little bit, let's say you were, that you were vested in the PGA Tour pension plan, and you were all of a sudden, you were going to get something, okay? You know, because everybody's going to get something. And then all of a sudden, you think you're getting something, but in 4 years, you're going to get a bill, capital gains tax. Right now, it's like 20-some percent, and Joe Biden's trying to raise it to 44%. You're going to get a tax bill for that, but you can't cash out till like 8 years later. And so I'm just trying to figure out how this is going to be received. Some of these people sounds great, but they're not getting cash money. They're getting vested in equity. But the gamble is that equity, PGA Tour Enterprises, going to be worth anything?
Well, that is a gamble these days. I mean, there's so many ifs, ands, and buts about the merger, and so many ifs, ands, and buts about whether Liv's going to take over. I mean, it is a gamble right now.
Yeah, so it's interesting. So they're touting this. So the young players, yeah, they're making a lot of money and they're doing well. But if I'm like Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth, I'm looking at it like, okay. So this is not tied into the tournaments that they play in and the prize money they win, because it's a 501c6 or 3c3 or whatever, where that's a nonprofit thing. This is talking about the new commercial enterprise, whatever they're going to do, whatever they're going to endorse and sell, and maybe it's part of that new TGL golf league or whatever. But, you know, that's you're talking about so 50% in 4 years, that's $15 million tax, you know, liability that you're going to have to pay capital gains on, and you don't have the cash. You have to pay the taxes. So that's interesting to me. Is like, is that really a good deal or not for these young players?
Hey, I got to interrupt here for a second. Remember, you guys, when I stated the definition of how I would beat Bill Buttner?
Oh, boy.
I am making an ownership decision right now. We are moving the set back by the simulators because, with the traffic, and I'll just say that it's
traffic. It's traffic.
It's attractive traffic. This cat cannot focus for more than 1 second by anything that drives by on a scooter, walks by with a dog. Doesn't matter the age, size.
Wow, you're painting a great picture of this. This is great. Keep going.
You need to wear dark shades like I do when you're down here.
Oh.
And your head's on a swivel the entire show down here, John Rager.
He doesn't discriminate, we'll say.
Well hey, Mike. Mike, I told you and I warned you that, you know, when you do these shows on the sidewalk, you know, for the folks to come on in and see what we're doing versus up in the first 19-hole clubhouse studios, is that Bill is man's threat and lady's pet. So you're going to have to put up with that.
Yeah, and Champ here, the new addition, he just keeps encouraging him, fist bumping him every time somebody walks by. That's, I'd say minimum seven. Otherwise, they're not fist bumping, so they're a little biased. I'd say that. But
seven. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm pretty certain that if I threw a lot of diversions at you, images in the flesh, I'm winning. You're not even finished.
Okay. To my defense.
There's no defense. I'm watching it.
All golf, it only takes about 7 seconds to focus and hit a golf shot. That leaves 5 minutes between shots that I can wander.
See, he's got a history on this, Champ. The guy's got a history on doing this. And now he's right back in. He's in his comfort zone down here with all the women walking by. You know, wine and nine has been over for 2 weeks.
I know. It's sad.
Yeah, and I can see that your juices are all fired up for a little. We got to come up with something down here.
No, I like that. Yes, that'd be great to have a nine and wine audience here. Or
come have a Champa Bay with Champ and Billy B.
Oh yeah,
yeah, ladies, we'll have a special price down here, John Rager.
Well, absolutely. So, yeah, we got some big news coming up in a couple of weeks. We can't reveal it tonight, but we're looking forward to growing the show and being able to get some more listeners and continue our journey on being the fastest growing golf show in the state of Florida.
Yes, we are. Okay, so now the John Rager Report all wound up.
I think that does it. And it was interesting to hear Bill's perspective on the fact that what these young players are looking at, and it may not all be cash. It might be a big tax bill in about 4 years. So Lisa Live Golf folks got their cash up front, and it's in the bank, and it's drawing interest.
I mean, John, the only thing I'll say as a avid golfer myself, who actually likes the game, but also as well as plays the game and also would like to see a better entertainment on the television, I understand that it's more made for the guy who's going to fall asleep on the couch and is going to run from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock, and he's going to get his nice news afterwards. If some of that money could go into a better PGA Tour app for guys like me who are sweating to see if Rory McIlroy and Sugar Shane Lowry are going to make a bird on the last first-round leader tie. They did make it, by the way, T1 for those. Cash your plus 450.
You mean like the Masters does?
Oh, my God. The Masters, yes, they have done it for the fifth major, Bill Buttner. So the Players' Championship does have a nice feed that they finally have amped into. But we can't even get a shot tracker on a PGA Tour event. So even the average golfer, unless they turn into Golf Channel in the middle of the day, and then they're going to get it a replay of it, you can't get these guys. I just want to see golf shots, golf shots, golf shots. As Bill would say, clientele walking by, just walking by, walking by, walking by. We just want to see golf shots. That's all we see.
I'm going to get you a neck brace. My God, Rager, you should see this.
Oh, my word.
It's like Candyland for this cat.
But I'd love for them to invest in a product that helps the fans. I don't think there's a product out there that disservices golf fans out there out there for any of the professional golf league, for the professional golf, professional sports. MLB's got something, red zone out there. Why can't we just create a green zone? Every time they're in the area, if you want to favor your player, your favorite group, let's watch it. And I know they're getting better with ESPN Plus. I get that. But why can't we do that every single week?
Isn't that shot link, though? Isn't that what that's supposed to be?
Yes, it's a text. Okay, that's like telling me, Bill, that we're introducing you to text messaging on your phone. Congratulations, Bill. Welcome to the new world.
Wow, that's new to me.
text. Hey, don't minimize lack of social media savvy. John Rager can hang with you, but you'll find out quickly that I defer everything to St. Augustine Beach, to the point where John probably just shakes his head. How the hell did I get involved with this clown?
Yes, I mean.
Well, I can tell you right now, what just Champ gave was one of the greatest ideas I've ever heard of, the green zone. I'll be on the phone to Greg Norman tomorrow. Say, hey, dude, we need to do this.
No. You send Bill Buttner. Bill Buttner and Greg Norman are close.
Oh, we're close. We are so close.
Thought you were a towel boy when you came in and asked for his autograph.
They both needed a ticket to get into Augusta this year.
All right. We got about 5 minutes left. Do you want to do a quick Wild Bill Soros? Of course, is Yank and Craig. Weather report, I can tell you what it's down like. You don't have to do down here because it's just spectacular is all you got to put down.
Well, you know what? We'll go ahead and do that since we're at the end of the show right here. And it's time for Wild Bill's Golf Weather Report, brought to you by Yanking Frank Extreme Fishing Fashion, what golfers wear when they're fishing. So, you know, the weather report needs to come from New Orleans. And when I first went to New Orleans, I realized that I was pronouncing it wrong. It's called New Orleans. Okay. But anyway, so it's the Zurich Classic going on right now. And Champ, I just looked at the PGA Tour app, and yes, Roy McIlroy and Shane Lowry birdied the last hole to tie for lead. If you want to run down the Hard Rock bets right now, I guarantee you that they're not going to give up this lead for the weekend. They're going to, I mean, they may ebb and flow a little bit, but look for them in the winner's circle on round four. So anyway, wind south-southeast, 12 miles per hour, 52% humidity, which is really, really nice. and temperature is very mild at 82 degrees. So anyway, that's Wild Bill's Golf Weather Report, brought to you by Yank and Crank. Go to yankandcrank.com/myshopify.com and buy a hat.
One last time before we let you go, of course, it's Fortune in the Fairways. Who do you got this week winning?
We're going to go, yes, Rory McIlroy tied there. So plus 225 on the Hard Rock app there, John. So, yes, market leader by a thing. But as far as my golf model, I got 7 of the next top 10 odds there. Guys I'm looking for is going to be Thomas Detry and Robbie McIntyre, maiden victory, European Tour, all going to be celebrated by their own Rory McIlroy on the 18th green, beating them by one stroke there.
And Bill Butler.
So, Champ, where do we find you out there? Where do we go to find all these picks and odds and so we can track this? Where do we find you?
Yeah, we're going to go to on the Tee Florida, obviously, easiest there to go there. If you want to track me on X or Twitter, it's going to be Champs311. Time in next week, and I'll give you the Champ story back there. It's a fun one to hear as well.
Hey, by the way, Bill Butner, is this the last week we have you in our presence?
I may have to spend another week here, but I'm trying to get North Carolina.
He made that decision looking at how fun it is sitting out here having a cold beverage, just shooting the breeze about golf and being mesmerized by women whose names he can't remember. John Rager, what you got going on this weekend?
Well, you know, actually, it's going to be a good weekend to watch, the game of golf worldwide. And for our listeners out there, it's time to get out there and enjoy some of the great weather, especially in the Tampa Bay area right now. This is the time of the year that folks get out there and they go play golf and they find some great deals out there. So I want to tell everybody to listen to On the Tee Florida and go to onthetfloridagolf.com, and you'll see the latest updates on the John Rager Report, but you'll also see what's coming up. Something special is getting ready to happen here in another week or two, so stay close to our website on the tfloridagolf.com, and you'll find out what's happening.
Hey, by the way, if you're listening to us and you're near and you're going to come down and watch the Lightning, Bill Butner will be here signing autographs, watching the Lightning and the Panthers. This place is an absolute blast down at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill across from Tropicana Field for each and every watch party, whether it's Bucks, Rays. But the Lightning parties, Bill, you got to admit, they get a little off the charts. Even though the Lightning haven't given us a lot to, or anything really to get excited about, I think tonight's a different story.
Yeah, I think being at home is going to change everything.
All right. Go ahead, Chip. You did something?
I was just going to say on Hard Rock, just placed a bet there. So minus 115. I think the Lightning are going to take it home. Take this. Bring it back. Series not over until you win on the other person's ice. Doesn't happen tonight. Bolts win.
All right. Also, don't forget down here at Ferg's, we've got a concert on Saturday night. I'll be here, and of course, that is Pirate Flag, and that is the Kenny Chesney tribute band. Al, by the way, thank God we got somebody on top of things up in the booth up in Clearwater. See, NFL draft tonight. What am I thinking? NFL draft. Well, yeah, I'll be watching that with bated breath. I assure you that. So from the Ferg's night. Thank you for the bailout there, Warren. From the Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse Studio, I'm Mike Rickard. For John Rager, Christian Champ Sharp, Bill Butner, Michael Furr, Joe Boudreau, Juan on the controls. Thanks for listening to On the Tee Florida. And as always, God bless you. God bless America. Remember to keep it in the short grass and hit them straight.